This is John Batchelor. Beulah, the word from 2008, is a hard memory for those of us who lived through it. The bailout was seen as exaggerated, devoted to cronies, and unsuccessful in 2008. A long recession and a long recovery followed. Bailout of the big banks too big to fail. Now the word bailout again in the resolution so far of Silicon Valley Bank. The Biden administration saying it's not a bailout. The Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times, all the distinguished publications, Barron's, Bloomberg, they're using the word casually. It's a bailout. Someone pays. Liz Peek of The Hill, of Fox News, much on Fox Business, makes the point very effectively. It's a bailout. We'll accept it. People get hurt in bank failures, people who are not responsible, and yet it's a bailout. Here's Liz.
When banks start to fail, a lot of people get sucked into the vortex, and a lot of innocent people get sucked in. People who didn't realize, you know, who had their money there and basically lost it or whatever. I think there's a lot of stupidity to go around. Don't get me wrong. There's not a huge number of innocents in the case of the Silicon Valley Bank. But the Biden administration, looking forward to re-election, running for re-election next year, is certainly not wanting a big financial crisis on their plate. So they felt this would paper it over, and yet they knew they would come in for criticism. So they crafted this thing in a way that they can argue it's not really a bailout, even though, as you point out, somebody always does pay the price, right? And, you know, whether it's people paying higher fines at banks or the economy growing more slowly because the banks have to fund it or whatever, there will be a price to be paid for sure.
I'm John Batchelor. Thank you.